This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and a little bit on the cloudy side out there. They're talking that we may get a little bit of a cloud section of Hermes. Man, we could really use the rain. It is so dry in the Northeast. Water bans in many, many towns, and I started to do a bunch of consultations, and you go to people's home, and the lawns are absolutely brown. But don't panic. The grass that you have on your front yard is a very, very unique plant. It can go totally dry, like it has been, turn brown, and when the rains return and the weather changes, they'll green up again, and they'll come right back to life. It's just something that a plant, like the grass, is able to do. Now, if it was a shrub, or an annual, a perennial, your vegetables, if they don't get enough moisture, they're going to die. And that's it. Some shrubs may not do very well. Some trees may not do very well, but they won't die. And like the grass, they'll come back when the rains do return. The only thing that I can tell you right now is that don't expect a beautiful fall foliage season unless we get some major rains in the Northeast. The birches are beginning to drop foliage, are turning yellow and coming off the trees. And if you look at the trees themselves, some of them have already begun to shed, again, due to the lack of rain. And look carefully at the foliage, and you're going to notice that the maple and the oak, which are our main trees, the foliage itself is dull. There's no sheen to it. And when you have a fall, end of summer, where the leaves are dull, it means that it will change the color. So you won't get the vibrant yellows, the oranges, and the reds that we love so much to see during the month of October, unless we get some measurable rain in the next few weeks. So, for those of you that like to go leaf peeping and just enjoy the beautiful foliage in the mountains, it's not going to be what it could be due to the lack of rain. I mean, 8 inches of rain is a lot. And they were saying on the news that the state of Maine, for example, and I'm sure it's like this in many states, the state of Maine has had the hottest August ever recorded and the driest August ever recorded. So that's not a good thing going into the fall. Now, one thing I want you to be prepared for, if it continues to be like this, if you have rose bushes that you really cherish, you're going to need to really protect them over the winter. If you have broadleaf evergreens, azaleas, mountain laurel, rhododendron, holly, you're going to need to protect them during the winter season if we don't get some rain. The reason is the ground is dry. And when the cold weather gets here and the ground freezes, if we don't have a constant snow cover and the wind begins to blow, it's going to pull the moisture out of that foliage and the roots won't have any water to pull up to replace the missing moisture. So I'm just warning you now, if you have broadleaf evergreens and roses, pick up some wilt proof, some wilt stop, and around Thanksgiving, get out there and spray the underside of the leaf and the top of the leaf with this anti-desiccant, is what it's called. It's basically a liquid wax or a pitch from the pine tree. And when you spray it on the underside of the foliage and the top of the foliage, it will plug up temporarily all of the holes that allow a plant to sweat, just like we do when we get hot. It plugs them up so that the moisture can't leave the leaf, and it prevents them from turning brown and falling, or the plant just dehydrating during the winter. Rose bushes, whatever you do, do not prune them other than to cut some flowers during the month of October. Your pruning should be done now while the plant is actively growing, and the only thing you're going to prune on your roses are going to be the faded flowers and flowers that you want to cut to bring into the house. And then when we've had a frost and the foliage comes off your roses, spray with wilt proof or wilt stop the stems in your entire rose plant with this anti-desiccant. And then the other thing that I would suggest that you do, and it's going to help, is buy some pine bark mulch and build an igloo shaped mound about 10 inches high right around each and every rose bush that you have. And that will help to insulate the graft, will help to retain moisture that's in the soil from the wind pulling it out of the ground, again, if we don't have snow. And then once Christmas is over and you have your tree, cut all the branches off your Christmas tree. And if you don't have a Christmas tree and you have a neighbor that does, ask them for their tree. Cut the branches from your Christmas tree and put them right on top of your roses, making like a little teepee to block the sun from hitting the stems, to block some of the wind from hitting the plant directly. And a combination of the bark mulch and your boughs from your evergreens is going to help a great deal. Again, it's dry, and we're going to need to protect the roses especially. And if you have some that you really cherish, no pruning after the end of September. And if you want to feed them, you got to do it now, because you want to get them fed in early September. And that's the last time that you feed them, because you want them to get hard. When you feed them into October, you encourage new growth. And the new growth is soft, it's fleshy, and can die back when we have a lot of wind and sunshine during the winter. But do not prune. And if you know anybody that has roses, talk to them. Tell them you heard it on the radio that you never prune a rose bush in the Northeast and beyond until the springtime. Otherwise, they're going to dehydrate, and with the lack of rain, it's very, very important. So get ready and prepare. Broadleaf evergreens are going to need an anti-desiccant, wilt-proof, wilt-stop. And if you're at the garden center, pick it up now. It comes ready to use, and it comes in a concentrate if you're doing a lot. But you need to do it. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite. Paul Parent here. I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a controlled-release fertilizer, so it will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year, available at your local garden center. Or for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Club. Now, if you need some help, if you're really discouraged and you're worried at what may happen to your property due to the weather, and I know some of you are getting a good soaking or already have with the rain from the hurricane, tropical storm, and those of you that have had nothing in New England, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and a few other states in the Northeast are really in dry situations. Give us a call. The number here is 855-660-4261, and we'll try and work together to give you a little bit of encouragement. The days are getting cooler, which you've probably noticed, and that's going to bring some morning dew, and that's going to help. It's going to help all of your perennials. It will help the lawn to a certain extent. It may stimulate the vegetable garden to give you a little bit more of a push. It will definitely help all of your evergreen plants. So that's a positive side. We're getting cooler temperatures, and that will slow down the water loss in the ground, and that's a positive sign. But we just need some rain so that we can repair our lawns. And traditionally, the month of September is the month that we would repair or put in a brand new lawn. But if you live in a town that's got a water ban where they limit you for 1 or 2 hours of watering every other day, no sprinklers, handheld hose, then you're going to just have to wait a little bit longer. But there are things that you can do to get ready for it. And one of the things is to get some fertilizer down so that when the rains do come, the rain will dissolve the crystals. It will get down into the roots. It will help to stimulate it so that it can break dormancy and begin to grow. So don't panic, but I'll tell you, if you're going to do any watering, the lawn comes last. Number one, yes, finish off the vegetable garden so that you can continue to enjoy the produce coming out of the garden, your flowers, but your broadleaf evergreens is what really has me worried the most. And if things don't change, azaleas are more tender than a lot of the broadleaf. I could see that there's going to be a lot of foliage drop and possibly the buds themselves drying out. Those of you that have the pink spring flowering dogwood, it's making the buds now, but the pink is not as winter hardy as the white. And when I lived on the South Shore of Boston, when we had falls and summers like this, in the spring, the white dogwood always seemed to bloom pretty good. But the pink, only two of the four petals actually opened, and a lot of the buds just dried right out. So the blooms were not as exciting. And the other thing is, this month, the month of September, is when the plants are really, really busy making flower buds for the spring. And without some good rain, we'll have few flowers form on your plants. So get some water on your shrubbery, your blooming shrubbery, so that you can enjoy the springtime. And call us. We're here for you. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177. 201-945-1177. EvolveYourself.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN and Longevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Longevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, the number is toll free. It's 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll work together to solve your problem. Those of you with a vegetable garden, your garlic is probably ready. I picked all of mine this week, and I have enough for the whole neighborhood now. I was amazed. I bought 3 garlic bulbs, broke apart the individual cloves, planted them, and I must have 50 or 60 beautiful bulbs of garlic, and I'm going to give about 3/4 of them away to the neighbors so they can enjoy fresh garlic. And check with your local nursery, garden center, feed and grain store. And if you go to my website, paulparent.com, the top of the page, it will say newsletter archive. And I think 3 weeks ago, I did a story on garlic and told you how to plant it, how to care for it. And I put a name of a company, and I've been buying my garlic from them for the past 3 or 4 years. And they sell soft neck and hard neck garlic, and it's beautiful. They'll ship it to you when the season is right. You get it planted. And before you plant it, what I've done is I clean the bed, get all the debris out, and I'll dump a bag of black cow manure on it. Black cow is has more cow manure in the bag than most. The average cow manure that's sold has about between 10 and 15% actual cow manure. The rest is sawdust or wood shavings. But the black cow that comes from either Texas or Florida, the two big cattle states, they go through a series of screens to pick up the wood shavings so that they don't go in the bag, and you're actually getting 40% or more actual cow. So four times the amount. So spread the whole bag. Work it into the soil. Pull apart your cloves. Push it in so that the top of the clove is an inch below the surface of the soil. Put them about 4 to 6 inches apart. And then give them a good drink. And until we get rain, a good soaking with the hose at least once a week. And the garlic will come up. It'll begin to grow. And it could grow as high as a foot this fall. And then when the weather gets cold, the ground freezes, the snow comes, it will go dormant and stay that way until spring. And when the ground thaws, it will produce a brand new shoot. It will continue to grow, and then you feed it, and your little garlic clove will produce a nice big bulb, 2 to 3 inches in diameter. So get the area ready. Now, just because it's early September, if you can find seed, lettuce can be planted now. Spinach can be planted. Oh, the lettuce would be the leaf type, not the head lettuce, but the leaf type. Spinach. You can put in a crop of peas. They'll still do good. Collard greens. Kale can be planted for a fall crop. Radishes can go in there, and you'll still get some. And, you know, the other things are beginning to wind down. Now, this year I'm going to ask you to do something that you've probably never done before in your vegetable garden. If your tomatoes have developed the fungus, the downy mildew, or leaf spot, and the foliage from the ground working its way up has turned yellow, has become spotted, has turned brown and fallen. What you're going to need to do, I was talking with some people from Oregon and Washington where they raise grass seed. And at the end of the year, once they've harvested the grass seed, they mow the grasses, and they bale it, and they feed it to the cattle. But then they burn the field. And the reason that they burn it is to kill any insects that could be in there and any diseases. So what I want you to do is this. If, when you're cleaning your garden, you see a lot of foliage, like on your tomatoes, cucumbers get downy, powdery mildew, and there's all these dead leaves all over the ground. Instead of pulling up your tomato plant, I want you to cut it a foot above the ground. I want you to mow your lawn and take the grass clippings and throw it all over the garden until you've got it almost covered. And let that grass dry along with the dead foliage. And then drag out the hose and burn the dead leaves and the grass clippings in your garden. And the reason you're going to do this is the blight on your tomatoes, the powdery mildew on your cucumbers and your squashes. If the leaf turned brown and fell, it means that the spores fell to the ground. And when you replant next year, those spores are going to wake up and they're going to reinfect your new plants. So make sure in your town that you can get a permit to do that and get out there and burn all of the debris. Once you've burnt the ground and you've killed all the spores, then pull up your tomato plants. That way you don't cover the debris with soil and pull up all the rest of your plants. But if it's a vine crop, it's done producing. Usually, if you don't have a problem, just pull them up, shake the soil, put them in your compost pile. But if you have diseased plants, especially tomatoes, do not put it in the compost pile. Put it in a plastic bag. Send it out with the trash. Or if you have plenty of land and you have a place where you can dump brush, take your tomatoes and put them in the plant debris pile, but not in your compost pile, because it may not get hot enough to kill the spores, and then you put it back in the garden as compost and it will spread it. So most of you have a little garden and you can make a little fire with the grass clippings and the dead foliage. It's not going to be a foot tall. It's going to be a 6-inch flame. But just have the hose there. Have somebody help you with a rake and burn that garden to destroy all of the spores that could potentially reinfect your garden. It's just a way that Mother Nature cleanses the soil to protect it for the following year. And that's going to help a great deal. So the vegetable garden, if you have a flower bed that's just annuals and you've had a lot of problems with fungus, the same thing. Burn it up and clean it. And that way you'll have a much, much better start for the following year. We've been telling you about the trip that we're planning to the state parks in the Midwest, in the state of North Dakota and Wyoming. And it's going to be a great vacation. We're planning it early, because travel has changed in the last 2 years with those idiots, ISIS. And people are staying closer to home, and the national parks are basically selling out 6 months to a year ahead of time. And this is why we started early. We started with 48 seats available on the bus so that we can travel from park to park, and we are down to 11. So if you were thinking about joining us, we have 11 available seats left out of 48. And if you could give Largue Travel a call on Tuesday, they're closed Monday with the holiday. Their number is 800-322-9481. And I was talking to some people who were looking at a similar trip, and they said, oh, Paul, but it's $500 cheaper than what you're offering. And so we went through the list, and we're giving them probably 25 to 30% more to see than other trips that are very similar. We're going into 3 national parks extra. We're going for a buffalo safari. We're going to a chuck wagon meal like the Old West. We're staying in the national parks in lodges, not at a Holiday Inn or any other hotel. So you're right in the park. So if you'd like to get some information, go to my website, paulparent.com, click on the trip, and follow it.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
Have you been fighting diseases on your plants? Diseases like downy mildew, especially on impatiens and other bedding plants. Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide controls downy mildew and many other diseases. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid to be mixed with water and used as a foliar spray. Agrifos also controls Phytophthora and other root rot diseases. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without unsightly disease problems. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery from Monterey Lawn and Garden Products. If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Big non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All Parent Garden Club. There is one other thing that really should be done right now. Any of you that have Japanese bamboo on your property, and those of you that have it, you know it. Right now, it's in bloom. It has a white blossom that's like a spike. And the blossom is about 6 inches long, covered with little tiny petals all over it. And when that happens, that is telling you that the Japanese bamboo is taking all of the energy it has in the ground and sending it to the top of the plant to make blossoms that, when they're fertilized, will make seed that will make the bamboo spread on your property even more. Fortunately for us, this is the best time of the year to kill Japanese bamboo. And you want to get a product made from Bayer called DuraZone, or a product called Clean Up by Bonide. Roundup is not going to be effective. It's only 18% active ingredient. Cleanup is 40. So it's more than twice the strength. And DuraZone is new technology that does a great job. So what you do is this, is you spray your Japanese bamboo, and I mean soak the foliage, the flowers, everything. It's not going to rain, so we could do it today. And then wait 4 to 5 days and do it again. And wait 4 to 5 days and do it again. And, I mean, this is a tough, tough plant. It will absorb the weed killer. It will take it down to the root. And it will help to destroy the root. And if you can get 3 sprays on your Japanese bamboo, 5 to 7 days apart, without the rain hitting it, you're going to kill over 60% or more of that Japanese bamboo. Now, if you only have a little bit, the first thing I would do is to get the pruners out and remove all of the white blossoms. Don't let the plant make the seed. So if it means that you've got to cut the plant by a third, cut it and get all those seed pods out of that area. And what I would do is I would put it in a trash bag and send it to the dump. Or if you have a burn pile, put it in the burn pile, give it a chance to dry, and burn it so that those seeds don't get a chance to start a new plant. Once you remove the flowers, hit it with the cleanup or with the DuraZone. And 3 applications, 5 to 7 days at a time. So if you're putting it in a pump sprayer and you have some left, leave it in there and use it 5 days later. Just shake it and reapply it. But the fall, and right now, while the bamboo is in blossom, is the best time of the year to help to destroy this very, very aggressive and noxious weed. And if you don't know what Japanese bamboo looks like, it's a plant that grows 6 to 8 feet tall in 1 year. And it has a stem that could be an inch or two in diameter, closer to the ground. And when you break it, the center is hollow. But right now, it's covered with white blooms. If you can remove the white flowers, great. But get the DuraZone or the cleanup and 3 applications, 5 to 7 days apart to kill it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.